We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, number 71 on my list, top 100 songs, Billy Joel, Piano Man. All right, we have changed a little bit up here. J.L. Buchanan from the Colorado Cyclones joins us. We'll get to my top 10 list here during Jive Talk. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. You've got a good team. You're on a good run. You play tonight at 7 in the feature game against the Cheney Diamond Dogs. Now, this bracket's got a little bit interesting. You've got San Diego, which is at 2-1. They won their earlier game today. You could get to 3-0 with a win. Cheney could get to 2-1 with a win. So this is a pretty important game for you guys.
Yes, sir, it is. And we're just so happy that we put ourselves, you know, in the driver's seats of our, you know, our own outcomes. And you know, we're very, very excited right now with this whole experience we've been going through, man.
We talked to the manager yesterday of the San Antonio Angels. They're in action right now. That's a team that came in the first week, advanced to championship week, followed the same route that you guys have, and here you are unbeaten so far in the tournament. Did you expect to have a good run in this tournament?
You know what? When you get here, you never know what to expect. This is probably the best team I've ever had on paper, and this is such a competitive tournament that you could bring your best team here and you could go 1-2 and be out right away, man. So it really takes a lot of things to happen, but spiritually this team believes stronger than any team I've had, and with all the close games that we've been in, that's what it really comes down to, is that there's a lot of my guys, they aren't ready to go home and go to fall baseball yet, you know, and that's something special that doesn't happen all the time this summer, because you don't get much time to buy in. You don't get much time to know everybody or trust everybody. So I think that's the one thing that stands out about this team, is the spirit of them and not giving up and making sure we finish things off. So that's been my favorite part about this team.
Well, why don't you give us a little bit of background, the history of the Cyclones. Give us a little bit of how it came together, how long, and just fill us in on a little bit of the background.
No problem. This is the fifth year we've been as a program. It's my fifth year as a head coach here. We've won the MHCBL the last 4 years. We've been to the NBC World Series the past 4 summers as well. Last year we lost to the Kansas Stars and the Everett Merchants, both by 1 run apiece, and they went on to compete in the national title. It's a program that's been getting stronger and stronger, and you know, one thing about it is that we're a new program and we're not there financially like a lot of other programs are. So, you know, all of my guys pay almost $1,000 a summer to play for us, and it's really hard to compete with some teams that maybe guys don't have to pay anything at all, you know what I mean, to get talent. So that's where we're at, and it's the first year that our family owns the team, the Buchanan family. My dad, the general manager, Jeff. This is our first time that we've been independent away from the league, and, you know, it's a very positive program, and we've built a good reputation out here. And when you come watch us play, you can tell how loose our guys play and how much fun they, you know, they actually have playing baseball together. So that's what it's all about, man. And I tell you what, NBC and the great city of Wichita bring.
You there, JL? We'll have to try calling him back. That's 2 interviews in a row with the NBC folks that we've lost. But Max is on it, And we'll rejoin J.L. Buchanan for a couple more questions. Again, the Colorado Cyclones, one of those teams, they advanced in pool play last week. They did lose a game in their pool, but advanced into championship week. And here in championship week, they are 3-0, I'm sorry, 2-0, and play tonight against the Cheney Diamond Dogs. That one at 7 o'clock. Here we go. Are you back, J.L.?
Yes, sir. I'm back, baby.
All right. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. You mentioned playing the Kansas Stars last year. Obviously, they're not in the tournament this year because of some logistical things. But I think that there's a thought out there that they just swept through this thing last year and beat everybody over the head. But that was not the case for your team. You stayed on the field with them, played them in a very tight ball game. What's your feeling about them not being here this year?
You know what? We got lucky last year with the fact that we got to play the opening night game against them in front of, 6,000-7,000 people. And for us, man, like, when we come to the World Series, we're here on a vacation. We're here to have fun. It's a reward for my players, A lot of programs are dead set on winning the thing every summer. So for us, the experience of them being here and playing with them, getting to hang out with them after the game, even some of the older guys got to hang out with them at the casino last year. They went to Jake Peavy's concert. Like, we thought that experience was amazing. So for us, our program, we were disappointed that they weren't back this summer just because of how much buzz it brings to the baseball field,
Yeah.
So that's our stance on it, man. We were 100% supportive of it. So it's all good, though. At least we were happy we got to be one of the teams lucky enough to get to play against them last year.
J.L. Buchanan with us from the Colorado Cyclones. Looks like you have a really good offensive team this year, especially with your with five guys in your lineup, all batting at least .364 in the tournament. How do you build your lineup each night with those five guys all seemingly on a really hot streak here the past week or 10 days?
Well, you just keep putting them in the same spot, running them back out there. It's a good combination. Our top six hitters in the lineup, it alternates from right-handed hitter to left-handed hitter. So it's really hard to groove through our first six hitters with having to change your approach as a pitcher every other batter. So I think that's one thing that helps us out. And we do a good job at seeing pitches early, of getting on base. And I think when you have the caliber of hitters that we do and you have to pitch to a lot of closed bags, I think that our guys are ready for the moment. And, us playing in week one and being successful in week one, that's really helped out with our offense in week two. We kind of had a head start on things, seeing the ball while other teams drove in here, flew in here, and had to adjust right away. So that's the best thing of making it through week one is usually you're hot.
Yeah, and
that's where we're at right now.
And like you said, you got some guys hitting the ball for you. So, but playing that extra week, do you worry about your pitching at all, or do you got enough arms that it's really not going to be a problem?
This team has more arms than an octopus, for crying out loud.
Yes.
Yeah, but are they all ready to go?
They got 13 of them.
And they are, man. And it's the way that, our pool play is played out. We were lucky enough to win our first pool play in week one in the first two games. So in game three, I got to throw just about everybody in my bullpen an inning apiece. I got to rest our starters, things like that. And, our league and the way we play, we don't let any of our pitchers get above 75 pitches per start in the summer. So a lot of our guys, once we get here, they're on their way up. Stamina-wise. And so we'll let him go a little bit out here. But still, we haven't let a starter get past 80 pitches in one start out here, which really helps with bringing them back, 4, 5, 6 days later. And that's how we approach things. We have the best bullpen that I've had as a coach. And being able to piece apart games and adjust to the way the other teams are hitting right now has really helped out. And it's just a credit to our players and our coaching staff for just knowing what pitchers can do what for us and how we can save arms or which pitchers match up against other teams. And it's just been a great experience when everything just keeps working, So hopefully it stays that way.
All right, JL. Well, we were talking earlier about the Seattle-Santa Barbara game last night. I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but here's the Santa Barbara team that scored 38 runs in their first two games.
Yeah.
And then was shut out last night by Seattle. To me, that's one of the big reasons baseball is such a tremendous game. You just can never tell what's going to happen.
Yes, sir. It's great. And, you know, if you, and for people that, you know the Studs very well and the Foresters, man, that's two household names right there. So, you know, anything can happen when those two teams play. That, you know, the Seattle Studs always have a little magic up their sleeve, it seems like. But that was a huge, huge win for them, because I believe if they would have lost that and just packed it in, they'd been going home already. So that was big time, man. And that's, and like you said, you know, you can't predict anything when you're at the World Series. You can have the best team that you've had in years and go 1-2, 0-3, and you can have a team that can just play well together and win the games with the big moments. So I think my team's a little bit of both right there.
All right, well, good luck tonight. You're playing one of the local favorites, the Cheney Diamond Dogs, at 7 o'clock.
Very good team.
We appreciate your time, and we'll see you in the tournament, okay?
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
All right, J.L. Buchanan, the manager of the Colorado Cyclones. NBC World Series, we're going to get to the quarterfinals here Thursday. It's right around the corner. Semifinals Friday, championship night, Saturday night, followed by fireworks and a live concert on the field at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Big Fat Fun will be performing.
Doesn't sound like a bad evening.
I don't know if I'm not. Am I going to go?
Yeah, there's a good chance, although it is inside it 10
is,
days.
It is inside 10 days.
It is.
Can't make a commitment. All right, back with my top 10 list, the best things about my youth growing up in Derby, Kansas, next on The Drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.